Yo, 432 hertz is said to be the frequency of the universe. T minus 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Engage.
Yo, what's happening? What is happening? What is going on with y'all? Check it out. If this is your first time listening to me, allow me to introduce myself. I am Cybershots, the host of Cybershot Podcast. Check it out today. I have a good show for you. Always, you know, we're going to do the cyber edition of Florida Stories. That's right. And also building a brand, podcasting, YouTubing, live streaming, or even gaming, building a brand, building a nation, building an empire. Do we need help as content creators, or do we prefer solo dolo? And before we jump into the podcast, you know how I like to do. Let's get the energy right. Let's go.
Cyber One Productions.
All aboard. All aboard. So I see you on these stereo streets, huh? They call me Cybershots. Don't worry, man. I won't hurt you, bro. Uh-oh. You know what that means. That's right. At this in particular time, it is time for Florida Stories, the cyber edition. That's right. And as a Floridian, I have the right to tell the stories that make the national news. Also, I want to shout out all of the big time radio stations here in Florida who do the Florida Stories. That's right. It's our responsibility to represent for the state, right? We got to represent for the state. That's right. That's right. That's right. Check it out. We're not looking so good. Anyway, check it out. Yo. In Miami, Florida, someone goes to a Starbucks, right? You might be thinking, big deal. Millions of people go to Starbucks every day, right? Big facts. Those are facts. I don't. Anyway, moving right along. This in particular gentleman wanted a bagel, right? So he got his bagel and then he asked for some cream cheese, right? You know what I mean? A little cream cheese on the bagel. You know, what are you going to do? Eat it dry? I don't know. Maybe you like a dry bagel in the morning. Yikes. Anyway, the young lady was like, we don't have any cream cheese. And he was like, the hell you say? So at this in particular time, apparently his temperature rose. And what did he do? He upped the rocket on her, man. Oh, don't do that. Don't do that. He upped the rocket on her, man. Yeah, he pulled out the ratchet. Let me translate this. He pulled a gun on her and sped off and left. Unfortunately, the thing about this is, the unfortunate mishap about this is that was the sheriff's daughter. Oh, my. Naturally, you know, she's been watching CSI. So she took the she took the license plate number. Like, yo, dad, this idiot pulled a gun on me. I got his license plates. What you say? You know what I'm saying? What the hell going on? He did what? Anyway, just how I imagine it. Anyway, dude got caught, right? And when he got caught, you know what he had to say? Do you know what he had to say for himself? What he had to say was this. Maybe I should have went to Dunkin' Donuts. I know they got cream cheese there. Oh! Now, normally at this time of the segment, I have a challenger. You know what I'm saying? This is like within the last 7 days or so. I don't feel as though as if I have a good enough challenger to challenge, you know what I'm saying, someone who flipped out over bagels. You know what I mean? So usually when this happens, what I have to do is compare one of my crazy Floridian stories. That's right. Live and in real time, a Cyber Shots Florida story. That's right. Ready? Here we go. Yeah, that's right. That's right. So in this edition of Cyber Stories, the Florida edition, Cyber Style, that's right. Apparently, we do not have a challenger. So what I'm going to do is give you a Florida story from yours truly, Cyber Shots. That's right. Today, the challenger, Cyber One Productions versus the man, the Bagel Bandit. That's right. Cyber One versus the Bagel Bandit. Yeah, check it out. So what had happened was to me today at my in my profession, in my place of employment was this. Wait a minute. Hold on. Starbucks, Dunkin' Donuts, run me my money. Thank you. Please come again. Yeah. That, once again, that Starbucks and Dunkin' Donuts run me my money. How to do that, you say? Yo, you can hit me up at Cash App. That's right. $RICK1T. That's $RICK1T. Now back to our regularly scheduled program. So anyway, at my job, right? This is hilarious, in my opinion. Maybe you think so as well. A customer said that we didn't service them, right? Okay, so we go back and service them. What do I do for a living in my profession? I'm a podcaster. What's the matter with you? Now, seriously, though, go scroll through the episodes. You'll find it. You'll find out what I do. Yeah. But anyway, we go back, right? Now, here's the kicker. My partner and I, we, you know, take the truck back over there and go back. Here's the kicker. Okay. Check this out. The homeowner was not there, right? But we didn't know that. So we're hitting the horn. But, you know, letting them know that we're here. Okay. First of all, you were not supposed to be serviced yesterday. Okay. You were supposed to be serviced on Monday. Today is Wednesday. Okay. Anyway. So we're looking around. No one comes out. Now, I notice that there's someone on a ladder. You know, he's on a ladder. I don't know. Maybe he's cleaning out. What do you call them? The gutters or whatever. Or maybe he's going to bungee jump. I don't know. It's Florida. No telling what the hell might happen. So anyway, I'm like, yo, I'm talking to my partner. Yo, he's back there, man. Yeah, somebody's back there. He said, oh, okay, I'll go talk to him. I'm like, yeah, okay, I'm just going to watch this. So as Buddy is climbing down the ladder, I noticed that he has on some 1970s Bruce Jenner short shorts. How can I say this? Teflon? I don't know. Some kind of, you know, like the cheap things that they used to wear in the 70s. Like I said, look at the old box of Bruce Jenner on the Wheaties box. And they were shorter than that. Anyway, at this in particular time, when he comes towards us, I'm like, yeah, I left my phone in the truck. Hold up. I'll be right back. And then I thought about it. I said, hold up, man. Something's going to happen here. So he sashays. He prolics up to us, you know what I'm saying? You know, periwinkle, whatever, pirouette, whatever. He comes over there. He's like, and the funny part, man, this is a big dude, man. He was like 6'4". He comes up to us and then Bruce Jenner short shorts. And I was like, what's up? I'm like, oh, my goodness, man, I can't do this story, man. All right. Hold on. So anyway, he's like, yeah. Oh, okay. That's the wrong day. Oh, I didn't realize that. We didn't realize that. No, the homeowner isn't here, but I'll make sure that I'll let him know. Yeah. Anything else I can do for you guys? I'm like, no, sir. Thank you. Come again. Have a good day. But anyway, hey, that's the best I could do, man. So I do believe that the Bruce Jenner short shorts most definitely trumps the Bagel Man, the Bagel Bandit versus Cyber One, man. Come on, man. You know, you already know Cyber One won that, man. Come on. Now, next up, we're going to go ahead on and segue into the next segment.
Cyber One in this bitch. You know what it is?
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Cyber One.
Okay, see, this is what I'm talking about right here. Being a producer, podcaster, editor, videographer, content creator, YouTuber, gamer, content creator in general. Check this out. I do believe that we all need help, but the cold part about that is a lot of us are like me. I'm a control freak. Yes, I'm sorry. I'm a control freak.
Cyber One Productions.
Yeah, so with that being said, let's just jump into a prime example of how I do my productions. Okay, I hook up everything, you know what I'm saying? My interface, my microphone, my laptop, my phone, and whatever other type of gizmos that I may have laying around. Script, let's see what else. Anything advertising, promoting it on my social medias, making a video. I try to make a video on Twitter every now and then. If you are interested in checking out my Twitter, you can just tag at @ShotCyber. That's right, Cyber Shots, two words. Yeah, you can check me out over there and check out some behind the scenes over there. Now, here's the cold part. We all need help. I know I need help because, like, right now, I basically did the first 8 minutes of this podcast was actually done with wires all over the place. You know what I'm saying? I'm hitting the wrong buttons. I'm getting the wrong sound effects. But you know what? To me, it's more of a challenge, you know what I'm saying, to overcome these obstacles as being a content creator. But however, I'm slowly but surely realizing that we all need help, you know what I'm saying? And yes, I do have a team of other podcasters that we are creating something else and building a brand together. And the thing about that is that we're all control freaks. And for some odd reason, it works. Oh my goodness, you should see us in conference call or live streaming on one another. And it's like, I don't know, it's like the modern day Wall Street Three Stooges or some shit. I don't Yo, shout out to Mr. No Show 72, the architect. Shout out to Blank Canvas. That's right, coming soon, check it out. And you can also check us out on the Stereo app. That's right, you can check me out on the Stereo app as well. Follow me on Cybershots. I do a variety of live streams over there. And also this Saturday, that's right, this Saturday, Digital Flowers, that's right, with Red Sable, another iHeart Radio personality. We do a game show over there. What is the game show? Follow and find out. That's right. Now, actually, it's an old school hip hop game. That's right. Kind of like a modern day Name That Tune with a millennial. Oh, wait, hold on, man. I got a millennial on me. Get him off. Now, with a 2021 twist to it, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, back to this. What do you think about this situation right here? Do you think in building a brand, do you need help, or do you think that you could do it all by yourself? Now, I know having a team and being more organized can make it a lot easier on some people. But once again, if you're the type of person that has that, I don't know, that personality to where you want to do everything your own way and make things happen your own way, maybe you have that strong personality type. You know what I'm saying? With me, it's like this. I want to do everything myself, not because I don't trust anyone else. It's because from my experience, it's really hard to find someone to see your vision. You know what I'm saying? Now, don't get me wrong. There are some people that I work with that do see my vision. Like I said, we're all control freaks. Now, with that being said, I do realize as far as making a schedule and writing stuff out, shooting videos, editing. It's a lot of work. But at the same time, I really enjoy doing this. You know what I mean? Yeah, with that being said, this is one reason why I could really use some help. I said, follow me on the stereo app at Cybershots. Wrong answer. It's Cyber One. That's right, Cyber One, not Cybershots. See, if I had someone here, they'd be like, Cybershot Podcast, take two. You know what I'm saying? Yo, you said that wrong. Do it over. Whatever. But here's my thing. If you enjoy doing it, keep doing it. And always stay open to constructive criticism. Now, there's a big difference between constructive criticism, trolling, and someone just talking shit. I know the difference. And yes, I've had a lot of my listeners, shout out to all of y'all, the Cyber Nation. I don't consider y'all fans. I don't consider y'all listeners. I consider y'all the Cyber Nation. That's right. And as we continue to build this empire of the Cyber Nation, feel free to download, like, share, and subscribe. That's right. Also, if you're an Apple user, that's right, you can write me a 5-star review, if you please, on Apple Podcasts. That's right. Why? Because that'll help me get out there and continue to bring you more content that you enjoy so much. Maybe not so much. Hopefully it's so much. But anyway, like I always like to say at this time, this has just been a real little short podcast coming to you one day at a time, one podcast at a time. Without no you, there would be no me. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, check it out. Hold on 1 second. See, this is why I need some help, man. This is why I need some help.
Cyber One Productions.
All aboard the Cybercopter gunship. Engage. You know what time it is. Cyber One in this bitch. You know what it is.
Cyber One Productions.
That's right, that's right. Oh, hold up, hold up. Wait for it. Wait for it.
And I am up out of this bitch. And I am up out of this bitch.
Seaver.
Wait. Wait. What is going on? Is this some type of metamorphosis? You are now tuned in to Cyber One Productions. Access granted. Oh.